Curiosity is a dangerous thing. It's worse when I've never seen you and you never tell me what you're thinking. You're not like other guys. You're the perfect gentleman. But you leave my mind wandering so much. You'll hint at what you do to other girls, what you've done. Other girls, but not me. You tell me I'm better off not knowing, that it's not for me, that I wouldn't like it. You know, part of me believes you. A part of my mind heeds the warning and realizes I probably wouldn't cope. But the rest. Oh, fuck. The rest of me needs to know. I was so good. I didn't push you like I usually do with other people. I tried not to tease. Maybe a little teasing, but not really. I did hear your warning, and I believed I would be able to resist the temptation of curiosity. But here we are. All night, we've been making generally polite conversation. Your eyes have never strayed from my face, and your hands have always remained in view. But as the time wears on, and the shots mount up, that curiosity creeps in once more. What would you do to me? Why am I so different from those other girls? How would you push my limits? Would you challenge me? Change me? Would you break me? Beyond repair. And then you say something that just changes everything. I stop wondering and just decide that I just want to know. You tell me all those other girls you've had. They've always had a problem when you bottomed out inside them, hitting their cervix with your cock. You say they complain that it hurts. You say you don't talk about size because you don't need to. I try and mask the greedy smirk that's dying to show all over my face. I want you to show me. I want to feel you inside me. And I want you to lose control. Like I hope you're going to make me go wild. It's early, but I invite you to my place and do the worst job at seducing anyone. Go all fucking awkward and kind of shy. All those questions racing through my head, especially now that like self-doubt's creeping in. There's obviously a reason you've never been interested in me. What the fuck am I doing? I even invited you round before we went out. I took a shower, fucking hardly a meter away from where you were sitting, and you didn't take advantage. Fuck, you just don't want me. So I fumble about, make some excuse about how I'm cold, how I want to get under the covers, and I ask you to warm me up. I know it's pathetic. At least this way, if you don't fuck me, at least you can make me fall asleep. But then, I feel your arm snake around me, and you feel so good, and all I can think about is closing that gap between us, grinding against that nice big bulge between your legs as I feel your teeth sink into my neck. Really caught me off guard. I have fucking urgent need to be naked for you, and you take off my clothes so agonizingly slowly, pausing to draw out that anticipation. You can see the look on my face, fucking desperate for you. You get a single please from my pleading lips before you're on me again, your hands roughly grasping and your mouth between my legs, sucking on my clit so hard. Oh fuck, you make me rise and grip on the sheets, your fingers pushing inside me as I pull you towards me to taste your lips. You fly and release your thick, hard cock. Oh god, you did so good. I never want to stop sucking you, but you lie back and tell me to straddle your face. I obediently do as you ask, bending down to take you back at my mouth, swallowing as much of you as I can fit. Oh, fuck, your mouth feels so good. Just enjoying and worshipping your cock. You make me squeal and moan on your tongue. You tell me to hold on. You pick me up so that I'm upside down, standing 69. Holy fuck. All the blood rushing to my head. You're making the room spin as I cling onto you and suck and lick while your tongue relentlessly fucks me. Oh, fuck! Me down on the bed. You tease my wet cum with the head of your cock, just flicking it back and forth. Fuck. You fucking tease. I bite my lip, smiling. Oh, the head of your cock stretches me. Fuck. Are you line yourself up to slam deep inside me as you sink your fucking teeth hard into my neck? It makes my whole body tense and my pussy tighten as you fucking thrust in deep. Fuck! Oh, fuck! Oh, fuck! You feel big! You feel so fucking big! And you fuck me so hard and deep! Fuck! And you just keep going and going and going and going and going. Oh my god. Oh fuck. Just moaning and muttering incomprehensibly as you fucking relentlessly fuck me. Oh, fuck. You fuck me so hard and so deep, you make me fucking bleed on you. Oh, fuck. How would you stop to tease me? I can't fucking stand it. I just climb on top and continue to ride your cock. Never wanting to lose that fucking feeling of you feeling me and stretching me. Fucking splitting me apart. Oh, fuck! Oh, I'm bouncing on your cock till I'm fucking exhausted. And then you pick me up, bending me into some fucking new deep twisted shape. Oh, fuck! Oh, my god! Oh. Do you make me so fucking wet and tight? You tell me as you're leaning over me, holding my feet wide, that the anvil position is one of your fucking favourite. And you pound into me, sinking your teeth into the soft skin of my thighs, unable to hold back the pain in my face, just giving into that fucking feeling. Fuck! I fucking need you to keep fucking me, Daddy. Please. Oh, fuck. Ugh. You flip me onto my knees and just pull your cock out of my soaking wet cunt and just push it straight in my ass. Fuck. Oh, making me cry out as I struggle to fucking take. Fuck! You feel so fucking big! Please! Please, it hurts! Oh god, it hurts! You feel so big! Oh god, it's like you're tearing me apart! Oh fuck! Fuck! God, it feels like fucking forever. I just know that I fucking need it. I need to have you inside me again. Fuck. Oh, fuck. I did not expect that.